Indeed it is. It's 7 minutes before 7 o'clock. A year seems like such a long time when we think of what we've had to deal with in the time of COVID-19. But it is about the first anniversary since that scandal erupted over corruption in the Gauteng Health Department in relation to the procurement of personal protective equipment. It was that scandal that saw heads roll, including the former MEC for Health, Dr. Bandile Masuku, and indeed the presidential spokesperson, Kusela Diko. On the back of that, the Gauteng government introduced reforms, including an expenditure disclosure report. This was a monthly account of every item that was being spent. It was really a good indication and a welcome level of openness and transparency around what was happening. And through those reports, yet more rot was uncovered. And now, what are they doing? They don't want to tell us. Mark Haywood is the editor at Maverick Citizen. And Mark, you smell a rat with this, don't you?
Good morning, Bongani. I think you put it perfectly. For 7 months between July and January of this year, 2021, the Gauteng Treasury published these monthly expenditure disclosure reports. They listed every item of expenditure by category, by department, and it made it possible to actually see where hundreds of millions, in fact, billions, several billions of rands were being spent. And it was through studying those reports, for example, that we were able to come across the 431 million rand that was spent on so-called sanitizing schools. It was through studying those reports that we came across the 117 million rand spent on defogging public buildings. And it was through studying those reports that we actually found that the Treasury couldn't even do its own sums and was 250 million rand out, over calculating expenditure. But in January, the report just stopped, and there has been no explanation given as to why these reports are no longer being published. I was just told, wait for many months. And then after further inquiries this week, reasons were put up, which really are not reasons at all. And it seems as if these reports are a thing of the past.
Aren't they citing the Protection of Personal Information Act that came into effect on the 1st of this month as one of the reasons?
Yes, they are. I mean, that was the reason that was given to me 2 days ago, the Protection of Personal Information Act. And yet, as I point out in the article that you mentioned, you know, there is an exclusion or an exemption from that part of the act for journalists. But also, what we're talking about here is companies that have contracted with the Gauteng government for tenders and the amounts of money that have been given to those companies. So this is a new act and it's a grey area, but it seems to me that it is being used very, very conveniently to hold off from providing this essential information.
Is it your sense that, I mean, obviously, if you are the premier, if you are part of his provincial cabinet, you want to talk tough on corruption. You want to be seen as somebody who's got a zero tolerance policy on the kinds of things we have seen in the last year. Is it your sense that through moves like those disclosure reports, they themselves are beginning to realize just how deeply the rot runs?
It is my sense, and I think that is why these reports are so valuable. They should be valuable to government as much as they are to civil society and to people like the institutions like the SIU. At a glance, you're able to see what is going on, and they're not hugely complex reports. You know, they're 20 or 30 pages. When I was able to read those reports, you could go through them in a couple of hours, which means that government could go through them in a couple of hours as well. And you would spot the red flags. And the advantage of these reports is that you spot the red flags in live time. It's not like the Auditor General reports, where the Auditor General comes in at the end of a financial year or a few months after a financial year and spots wasteful or irregular expenditure, you know, sometimes months and months after it's occurred, and it's too late to do anything about it. So this is the great value, and they're meant to be being produced by every single province. Gauteng was, I think, doing the best, but as you've said, seized now to publish them at all.
You say you've also got evidence that some municipalities, including Johannesburg, have had COVID-related spending that hasn't been examined, and you think there may be more scandals to be uncovered.
Bongani, I'm fairly certain there's a big scandal lurking in there. Just by accident a few days ago, somebody gave me documents from Johannesburg Metro. And Johannesburg Metro, I can tell you, without having studied the documents yet, has spent hundreds of millions of rand fogging, so-called fogging buildings. And one of my contentions, and it's not Mark Hayward's contention, it's just the basis of public policy, is that so-called fogging and decontamination of buildings, where you go around spraying buildings at very great expense, is completely unnecessary and is completely wasteful. And government, this has been government saying this since June of last year, don't do this. There's no need to do it. And yet it has continued at a cost of hundreds of millions of rands. And that's the same metro that, as you know very well, because you cover it extensively on 702, that is busy upping municipal rates and yet is able to spend a lot of money. And I think I dare to say, again, questionable contracts to companies that have no prior experience in doing this type of work, even though the work isn't necessary.
Mark Hayward, always appreciate your time, the editor there at Maverick Citizen. And the question then is, what do they have to hide, right? What does the Premier, what does his cabinet, what does his provincial treasury have to hide? We cannot talk about seriousness and a zero tolerance for corruption if there is no transparency. They started doing the right thing. They've got to get back at it. We as citizens require, we demand accountability.